Here's a thought I'll title Memory Card Lifespan. And this comment bounces off of something I was talking about the other day with my hard drives. Hard drives have a recommended lifespan of 3 to 5 years. That's the spinning hard drives. Mine are now 5 years old, and I'm starting to get nervous about them, so I decided it was time to do some shopping and replace all of them before any of them fail, which seems to be the correct sequence in my way of thinking. And a listener who has some technology background, particularly with storage and memory devices, etc., suggested that the same problem exists with camera memory cards. Never occurred to me to think about that. But of course they're going to wear out. Everything wears out. And he suggested that the same kind of lifespan that we see for SSD drives that have no moving parts, so-called solid-state drives, that have a recommended lifespan of 5 to 10 years, is probably valid for camera SD cards and CF cards and all the other kinds of non-moving part memories that we use in our cameras. So I went back and looked, and in fact, the cards that I'm using are over a decade old. And the only reason they're only a decade old is because as I went from generation to generation of cameras, the megapixels grew and I needed bigger cards. So the last bunch that I bought were of larger capacity. But like I say, that was just over 10 years ago. So they've probably exceeded their useful life, which means that at any time, one of those cards could fail. Now, I've insulated myself from that to a certain degree because my current cameras have dual card slots so that I can have two cards and I mirror them. So whatever gets written to card A also gets simultaneously written to card B so that I have an instantaneous backup. But of course, both of those cards are the same age because they were purchased at the same time. So I realized the chances of both of them failing at the same time is probably pretty slim, but I've thought for a long time that card failure in the camera is a real tragedy because you've lost all of that time and expense, and you probably can't go back and re-photograph. When those images are gone, they're just gone. I had that happen to me once in the earliest days of photography when I used what was called a micro drive that had spinning parts. And it failed, and I lost a week's worth of photography in Wyoming. Those are the kinds of experiences that one tends not to forget. So now that I've realized that camera cards should be replaced on a 5 to 10 year schedule, it's time for me to replace my camera cards. And once again, I find myself doing an analysis about how big a card do I need, how many cards do I need, and then, of course, which speed, which brand. There's a lot goes into the decision about what cards are right for the kind of photography that you do. But it seems to me that whatever card you get that's new and functional and works out of the box, and I assume that not all of them do, they must have initial failures too. But the challenge of once every 5 to 10 years reevaluating what cards, brands, sizes, speeds, etc. we need and replacing our old cards with new cards is probably not a bad practice as compared to running the risk of losing everything you've shot, particularly if you're photographing out on an exotic location somewhere that would be almost impossible to get back to. Unfortunately, whether it's hard drives or cards for your camera, there's no absolutely certain way to determine when they're going to fail. But the one thing that is probably predictable is that all of them will fail eventually. So why not do the best we can to insulate ourselves against that failure by recognizing the limitations and lifespans of these memory devices and taking care of them before the disaster happens.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.